Right now, it is time to check sports. And there is a lot to talk about from last night. A game that seemed to start late to me, but I did see portions of this game. The Buffalo Bills took on the New England Patriots, a big game for both of those squads. The Bills came out on top 24-10. The Bills now are 9-3 on the year, and the Patriots are 6-6. The Patriots, actually, I turned on the game when the Patriots, their punt returner, took in a pass and ran it in for a touchdown. And it looked like the Patriots were going to stay in that game. But too many mental errors, which it's not something that the Patriots used to do, but they do it now, and they lost the game. But first time I really noticed the changes at the ballpark where the Patriots play. They've got that huge, huge vision board where it used to be open, and I think it completes the stadium. I think it makes the stadium look Foxborough look better. I think it's needed that for a while. And unfortunately, it all comes about when the Patriots aren't as good as they used to be. Isn't that always the case? But anyway, that's that. Taking a look at other games this weekend in the NFL on Sunday, the Packers take on the Bears, the Steelers take on the Falcons, the Jets take on the Vikings. These are all 1 o'clock starts. Jaguars and Lions, Titans and the Eagles, those games at 1 o'clock. Also the Browns and Texans and the Giants and the Commanders, all 1 o'clock games. Then at 4 o'clock, the Broncos and Ravens, the Dolphins and 49ers. That has the potential to be a very good game. 49ers are playing well, so are the Dolphins. Seahawks against the Rams, the Chargers against the Raiders, the Chiefs against the Bengals. Now that has a 4 o'clock start, and that has actually 4:30 start. That has the potential to be a real good game. The Colts will take on the Cowboys at 8:20 for Sunday night football. And then Monday night football, the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right. So that's what the NFL looks like tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, and last night. Let's take a look at the action that took place yesterday in the NBA. Just one game. The Pistons over the Mavericks, 131-125. Now, coming up today, the locals that are playing, the Nets take on the Raptors. The Celtics take on the Heat. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Mavericks. And that's the way the NBA is clocking out. In the National Hockey League, yesterday, take a look at the local teams that played. The Devils lost to the Predators 4-3. And that's the only local teams that played yesterday. Coming up today, the Rangers take on the Senators. Islanders take on the Predators. Those are the local NHL games today. In NCAA Top 10 basketball, number 9, Kansas over Seton Hall, 91-65. Number 4, Arizona lost to Utah, 81-66. Number 2, Texas over Number 7, Creighton, 72-67. Number 8, UConn, down to Oklahoma State, 74-64. And number 10, Indiana, down the University of North Carolina, 77-65. Any of the local teams playing in the NCAA top 10? Let's see here. I do not see Our Lady Huskies having played yesterday. So we're all clear on that. Major League Baseball, the Yankees' $300 million offer is on the table. Now he'll get other offers, Judge will. And you know the Yankees will raise it at least once. We'll have to see what happens. Hope he stays with the Yankees and becomes the next captain of the Yankees, a la Derek Jeter. World Cup continues on. The United States has not played in the knockout round yet. All those teams get together and they play the first series, and the last 16 teams remaining go to the knockout round. And in that knockout round, you get one chance to win. You lose, and you're out. You lose, and you're out. Or you could say you snooze, and you lose. So, Group A, the Netherlands and Senegal, and Ecuador and Qatar. Group B, England and the United States will square off. So, we'll have to see what happens. Those are the brackets anyways. Not that they're going to square off or anything like that. So, here we go. Germany lost. That was a shocker, huh? Now, in World Cup power rankings, the USA cracks the top 10. All right. Brazil is number one. The USA making the top 10 in world soccer? Unthinkable. Unheard of. But there it is. We'll see what happens. Their chances of winning the World Cup are, I would have to say, slim to none. Slim to none. But they're there. They're playing and they're competing. All right, that is a check on sports this morning. A reminder, Housatonic Valley Regional High School football team, the co-op with Gilbert, Housatonic, and Northwestern. They have a 9-2 record. They've won 7 games in a row after losing the first 2 games of the season. They take on Valley Regional on Sunday in the semifinals. If they win that game, they're on next weekend to the state championship game. So we wish them all the best of luck and just keep playing like you're playing.